In the blink of an eye, our universe expanded from about the size of an atom to the size of a grapefruit. I'm Delaney Turner, here with Ashley Martinez, Kayla Thurman, and Catherine Schultz. And today, we are going to discuss the creation of our universe, life as we know it, the Big Bang. You're listening to Infinity and Beyond.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Kayla.
And today we'll be digging deeper into what is known as the Big Bang Theory.
So what is the Big Bang anyway?
No, it's not the CBS hit show.
The Big Bang expansion was the start of everything just like that.
Some might say the Big Bang was the start of life itself, the origin in our world, and the creation of stars, galaxies, and even black holes.
Now, when the universe suddenly came into being, it was the size of an atom, but suddenly it began to rapidly expand to the size of a football.
Then quarks start to form and fuse together to create energy. During this time, matter and antimatter fought for reign over space.
And matter won.
This leaves us much matter today and very little antimatter.
Quarks soon began to stop forming and started creating protons and neutrons. Now remember that only a second has passed since the Big Bang expansion began.
By now, the first hydrogen and helium atoms have formed.
These two elements were essential to what comes next.
One billion years later, hydrogen and helium began to form galaxies, and eventually even stars.
But that's not all. This incredible theory didn't just pop into existence. There are many pieces of evidence to back it up. One of these is redshift.
Redshift is when our galaxies move far away from other galaxies because of the Big Bang. Think of it like when you skip a stone on a pond and how water spreads out in ripples.
Edwin Hubble created the concept that redshift is when light waves are stretched out and the matter is moving farther away.
Redshift could occur when space is expanding or a strong gravitational force, like a black hole, is nearby.
You may not have realized it yet, but our universe has been expanding outward since the beginning of time itself.
Another common misconception is that our universe is infinite and endless. It is not. Galaxies in space have merely been moving away from one another at the center of the universe.
The next piece of evidence is CMB radiation.
Cosmic microwave background radiation is leftover radiation from the Big Bang.
This was discovered on accident when two men were testing an antenna and noticed some peculiar signals.
Since then, they realized they had discovered something unknown to mankind, radiation coming from outer space.
The last reasoning supporting the Big Bang theory has to do with stars.
When stars give off light, that light can be seen from Earth.
Depending on how far away a star is, the amount of years that it can take for the light to reach Earth can be longer or shorter.
For example, our sun's light takes around 8 minutes and 20 seconds to reach Earth. This means that if we were to see something happen on the sun, it would actually have occurred 8 minutes and 20 seconds ago.
Using this knowledge, we can look into the past
and figure out what was happening over 3.8 billion years ago.
Thank you for tuning in today to Infinity and Beyond.
And always remember to stay sciencey
and think the unthinkable.
When you need some science and someone to respond, come on down to Infinity and Beyond.